This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Elu Dvarim BaPesach, Doichin Es HaShabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, all the malachas necessary for the Korban Pesach may be performed. However, anything that could have been done before Shabbos or can be pushed off until after Shabbos is forbidden on Shabbos, even if it is only a rabbinic prohibition. The Mishnah tells us that the following things are permitted on Shabbos: Shchitasoi, slaughtering the Korban Pesach; Uzrikas Damoi, splashing its blood on the Mizbeach; Umichui Krovov, squeezing the filth out of the intestines, which would cause the intestines to spoil if left until after Shabbos; Vehekter Chalovov, and burning the fats on the Mizbeach; Avol Tzilyosoi, Vahadochas Krovov, Einan Doichin Es HaShabbos. However, roasting the Korban Pesach to eat it and rinsing the intestines can wait until after Shabbos. Therefore, they are forbidden on Shabbos. Harkavosoi, carrying it through the street to the Beis HaMikdosh. Vavosoi Mechutz Latchum, or bringing it from outside the Tchum Shabbos. Vachatichas Yabaltoi, and cutting off a wart, which renders it unfitting for a korban. Ein Doichin Es HaShabbos, they could have been done before Shabbos, therefore they are forbidden on Shabbos. Reb Eliezer Omer Doichin, Reb Eliezer permits these preparations, even though they could have been done before Shabbos. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Pesachim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Vahalo Dinhu. Reb Eliezer supported his position with the following proof. Ma im shchito shehi mishum malacha toiches haShabbos, slaughtering the Korban Pesach is a Torah prohibition and is permitted on Shabbos. Elu shehein mishum shvos lo yitche es haShabbos. Kal v'chomer, we should permit rabbinic prohibitions such as carrying a living animal, bring it from outside the tchum, and cutting off a wart in an unusual way, which is forbidden only by rabbinic law. Omar loy Rabbi Yoshua, Yom Div Yochiach. Rabbi Yoshua refuted this argument with a proof from Yontiv, Shehetiru by Mishum Malacha, where Torah prohibitions such as cooking are permitted, V'asu by Mishum Shvus, but rabbinic prohibitions such as bringing things from outside the tchum are forbidden, since they could have been done before. Omar loy Reb Eliezer, ma zeh Yoshua, mo raya rishus la-mitzvah. Reb Eliezer refuted this counterproof, since our discussion regards mitzvahs, whereas Reb Yoshua's proof regards voluntary things. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva va-omar, Rabbi Akiva then brought another proof against Reb Eliezer, even regarding mitzvahs. Hazah tochiach shehi mitzvah v'hi mishum shvos v'einoi deiches haShabbos, sprinkling paraduma water to purify a tummy person is a mitzvah necessary in order to offer the Korban Pesach, but it is still forbidden on Shabbos. Af ata al tetamu al elu sha'af api shehin mitzvah v'hin mishum shvos lo yitche es haShabbos, you as well should not allow these to be doicha the Shabbos. Omar lo Reb Eliezer, vo'oleha anidon. Reb Eliezer challenged Reb Akiva's presumption and argued here too. Uma im shchita shehi mishum malacha doiches haShabbos, that if Torah prohibitions such as slaughtering the Korban Pesach are permitted, hazah shehi mishum shavus, the rabbinic prohibition of sprinkling the para aduma water is certainly permitted. Einoi din shedoiche es haShabbos, it certainly should be permitted. Omar loy Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva then asked rhetorically, O chilof, that perhaps this proof should be reversed. Ma im hazo shehi mishum shvus, einoy doiches haShabbos, presuming that the rabbinic prohibition of sprinkling paraduma water is forbidden. Shchita shehi mishum malacha, einoy din shelo tidches haShabbos. Kal v'chaymer, the Torah prohibition of slaughtering the korban Pesach should be forbidden. Omar lo Reb Eliezer, Akiva, Akarta, Masha Kosa Batoira. Reb Eliezer argued that this cannot be true, since it contradicts the verse. The verse says, you shall slaughter it in the afternoon at its set time. That's the verse. Whether during the week or on Shabbos. Bein hor bayim b'mayadai, in the afternoon, in its set time, bein bachol, bein b'Shabbos, whether during the week or during the Shabbos. Omar loy, Rabbi Akiva answered, Rabbi, havei li mayed lo elu, ka mayed la shchita. My teacher, that although there is such a verse for slaughtering the korban Pesach b'mayadai at its set time, there is no such verse for all its preparations. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. In conclusion, Rabbi Akiva said a general rule: Kol malacha she'efshar la'asei me'erev Shabbos, anything which could have been done before Shabbos, einoy doicha es haShabbos, is forbidden on Shabbos. Shchita she'i efshar la'asei me'erev Shabbos, slaughtering which is impossible to do on Erev Shabbos, doiches haShabbos. Since it cannot be done before Shabbos, it is permitted to be done on Shabbos. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Emosai Mevi Chagiga Imai. A korban Chagiga is slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan to be eaten Seder night before the korban Pesach, so that the korban Pesach will be eaten on a full stomach. This chagiga is offered only when Erev Pesach falls out during the week, since it cannot be offered on Shabbos. Bizman shehu b'chol b'tahara u'b'muat, only in purity, whereas the korban Pesach may be offered in impurity when you have the majority of the community is impure, the chagiga may not, and when there is only a small amount of korban Pesach meat for a large group to share. Ubizman shuba b'Shabbos b'meruba u'betuma ein mevien imay chagiga. If it was Shabbos, or they were impure, or they had plentiful korban Pesach meat to eat, they did not offer a chagiga. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalin, chagiga haisa ba min hatzayin, the chagiga may be offered from sheep, min habakar from cattle, min hakvosim from lamb, umin ho'izin or from goats, min hazecharim, umin hanekevos, it may be male or female, v'necheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, and may be eaten for 2 days and one night, which means until the end of the following day. That's the end of Mr. Dalid. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Vav Mishnah Hei, HaPesach Sheshchotoi Shelo Lishmoi B'Shabbos Chayev Olav Chatos, a korban Pesach that is slaughtered with the intent for a different korban, Lo Lishmo, becomes invalid. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, this is considered a violation of Shabbos, for which one must offer a chatas, an atonement, since it does not fulfill the mitzvah of korban Pesach. Ushar kol hazvochim sheshchoton l'shem Pesach. If another animal, which was not sanctified as a korban Pesach, was accidentally slaughtered with the intention for it to be a korban Pesach, it also does not fulfill the mitzvah of korban Pesach. If there was no reason for this mistake, since the animal was the wrong species or gender, and obviously unfit for a Korban Pesach, he must offer a chatas in atonement. Ve'im ru'uyin hein, Reb Eliezer mechayev chatas, Reb Yeshua paiter. However, if it was a male lamb, which he might have reasonably mistaken for a Korban Pesach, Reb Eliezer said he is nonetheless liable, but Reb Yeshua said he is exempt since he was trying to do a mitzvah and made a mistake. Oma Rabbi Eliezer, Mo im ha-Pesach shuhu mutter l'shmoy, kishashina eshmoy chayov, Reb Eliezer supported his position with the following proof. A Korban Pesach may be offered l'shmo on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, but if he offered it lo l'shmo, he is liable for chatas. Zevachim shehein asurin l'shmon, kesheshina eshmon, ein adin sheyehe chayov. Kal v'choymer, other korbanos, which may not be offered even l'shmo, if he offered them lo l'shmo, he should be liable. Omar loy Reb Yeshua loy. Reb Yeshua rejected this proof. Im amarta ba Pesach sheshinay ledover aser. Toimer bazvachim sheshinan ledover hamutter. He is liable for the Korban Pesach lo l'shmo, since he slaughtered it with intent for something forbidden on Shabbos Erev Pesach, but he is exempt for other korbanos slaughtered or the sake of Korban Pesach, since a Korban Pesach is permitted on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Omar loy Rabbi Eliezer, emure tzibor yochichu, shehein mutarin lishman, vashoichet lishman chayov. To this, Reb Eliezer answered that communal korbanos, such as the tamid, are permitted on Shabbos, but if a person slaughters another animal for the sake of a communal korban, he is liable. So too, if he slaughters another animal for the sake of a Korban Pesach, the same law would be that he's liable. Omar loy Reb Yeshua loy. Reb Yeshua said that this is no proof. Im amarta beimurei tzibor sheyesh lohen kitzba, toima ba Pesach she'ein loy kitzba. There are a set amount of communal korbanos to offer, and he should have realized that this extra animal is unnecessary. But there is no set amount for Korban Pesach, and it was an honest mistake to think that this was another Korban Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer af ha-shoychet l'shem emurei tzibor potter. Rabbi Meir said that even if he slaughtered another animal for a communal korban, he is also exempt. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Psachim Perek Vav Mishnah Vav Shchatai Shelo La'Eichlov. If the Korban Pesach was slaughtered for people who cannot eat it, v'shelo l'menuyav, or for the wrong group of people, lo areilim, or for people who are uncircumcised, v'latameim, or for people who are tamei, chayov, Korban is invalid. Therefore, if it was Shabbos, Erev Pesach, he is liable for desecrating Shabbos. La'eichlov v'shelo la'eichlov, if it was slaughtered for some people who can eat it and some who cannot, l'menuyav v'shelo l'menuyav, some who belong to that group and some who do not, la'mulen v'la'reilim, some who are circumcised and some who are not, la'tahayim v'la'tameim, some who are tamei and some who are tahar, potter, it is valid, therefore, it was Shabbos on Erev Pesach, he is not considered to have desecrated Shabbos. Shechatoi v'nimsa balmom chayov. If he slaughtered it and then noticed an external blemish that rendered it invalid, he is liable, since he should have noticed before he slaughtered it. Shechatoi v'nimsa treifo baseser pater. If he slaughtered it and after cutting it open, he noticed an internal blemish that renders it invalid, he is exempt, since he could not have known this before he slaughtered. Shchotoi v'noida shemoshchoi habaylim es yodom. If he slaughtered it and then discovered that its owners abandoned it for a different sheep, oshemesu, or they died, oshenitmu, or they became tamei, pater, he is exempt, imnesha shochat berushus, since he was not expected to investigate these points. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.